content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Jill Lane. Hey, everyone.
Always awesome to be here.
Always awesome to have you in studio. That brainiac Jill Lane over there, sitting over there with her beautiful little bee shirt on.
I know, I was just looking at that.
Can you see it through the window, through the glass, Diamond? It's so cute. I want
it's
it.
Super cute.
That would look so cute with what I have on
it
today.
It would look so cute.
Wouldn't that look so cute with this? And
Where'd
like a little jean jacket? Where'd you get it?
I think I got it at J. Crew. It's a little bit old, but what really enticed me to purchase it, aside from the fact that it's so cute with all these different brands of bees, is that for every purchase they were giving money back to an organization that was, you know, trying to save the bees, basically,
for lack of
better words. So I thought that was so cool, and it's so stinking cute. But
it's so stinking
cute. It's kind of
cute.
On its last leg, so I'm trying to, like, you know.
Oh no! When it gets older like that, that's when it gets better.
Yeah.
No holes
know.
And everything. Yeah. No, I love the fabric, too, because it's kind of a little bit, you know, it's very sheer.
Yes.
And so, because t-shirts, you know, depending upon how they're cut, can either make or break you.
Right.
I love a good t-shirt.
I love a good t-shirt. Like, I t-shirt and jean shorts. That's my look, mm-hmm. you know, with my boots in the summer. Even though I grew up in New York, I'm a Texas girl now.
Hey, boots are in, right? I'm sure there's somebody rocking some boots in NYC right now.
I've never stopped wearing boots from the moment I got here. From the very moment I got here, we're going back a few years here, but, you know, Dallas Cowboys were doing really, really well and, you know, winning every game. And I wanted to be a cheerleader, Dallas Cowboys. Boy cheerleader. That was one of my goals. And so I bought myself a pair of white boots dance in.
That's
so I
amazing.
Could practice. I used to practice all the time. I never made the team, but I never even got to try out because I was too busy making pizzas.
I thought you were going to say making babies.
I know. Well, no. But I was too busy dancing and making pizzas.
I love
but,
it.
You know, you can't do everything in life. I think I made the right decision.
I was going to say, I think you know, did the right thing.
I think I did the right thing, you know, did really well with that, all that.
I've watched that Making the Cowboys Cheerleader show or whatever with my daughter. And
it's
legit.
Yeah.
Super legit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
So,
yeah.
I think you might have made the right choice.
I used to know a girl. Her name was Bonnie Sue LaRue. She could be listening. She was on the team or made the team. And then she was a neighbor, actually.
Wow.
And I used to watch her practice, too. And then there was a girl that I worked with at the insurance company, one of my three jobs when I first moved here, first lived here the first year. And she was trying to make the team, too.
Wow.
But yeah. So, go Cowboys.
I'm excited to see what this next year holds for them, actually, now that it's all said and done. Close the book. I know this
I know.
Is where you and I
say
kind
that
of
every year.
Start to wonder what to do on Sundays.
I know. Well, there is the Grammys next week, so that'll occupy that Sunday. And then there's how many more months of no football?
It's too
like
many.
Too many. It's like devastating. What is it, 5, 6? It's just like it sucks to not have football. Football is so amazing. You know, even the Super Bowl was so boring. Everybody was bored because it was such a defensive game. You know, not enough offense. And but, you know, when you love football, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Right.
You love the game. And
it was for me, I'm the same way. So I loved watching, seeing certain facial expressions on people who aren't used to be shut down like that.
Yeah.
Like to see Tom Brady's face, like this doesn't happen to us, or even the coach from the other team. Like, and then to watch them just slowly start to figure it out because they're such geniuses at what they do. Like, okay, this isn't working. This isn't working. This normally doesn't happen to us. And then they start to shift into problem solving mode. Yeah. I love that.
Well, and the emotion. Who was the guy that threw Tom Brady to the ground like he was a rag doll? Who did that when he tackled him? That was one of the...
Aaron Donald.
Was that
I
who
think.
It was? Yeah,
yeah.
Just like took him and like just tossed him to the side.
Yeah.
That was good.
And Tom Brady obviously didn't like that. But, you know, you couldn't... He didn't lose his mind or anything. Got up and, you know... But anyway, and why do we have to like want him to retire just because he's older? What's up with that mentality in this world that we live in? Why not?
Do you think people want him to retire?
Yes, I do.
Probably
I think people
wanted
him to lose.
Winning.
Yeah,
they're tired
of
them
winning. Anymore
hey,
rings.
You know what? And then there's the whole thing with the balls, you know, about him, you know.
Deflating.
Yeah. How often did that go on even before the Patriots supposedly? Did they ever clarify?
I think he couldn't play for a few games the following season. So I think he was reprimanded for it.
Reprimanded for it, but... Don't they all probably do it? Where did he get the idea?
Who knows? It is
easier to catch a ball that's a little deflated.
True.
That's how I broke my darn finger a couple of years ago, is catching the football, and doesn't take much.
Wow.
Yeah, doesn't take much. So you got to go like this. Nobody can see what I'm doing, or like this. Pinkies on the bottom if you catch low. Thumbs together if
I
you
love
catch
this.
High.
I love that you're just giving it a lesson right now. So good.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
You did?
Football 101.
Oh, there you go. Avi loves football. We are three girls here that absolutely love football. And Diamond, I don't know, because we've never really talked about it. Are you a huge football fan?
Not a huge football fan, okay. But I say I'm a Cowboys fan. My family is.
Yeah. All right. Well, enough about football.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Let's talk about football snacks. But no. So last night, I've got a whole array of like stuff here. Let's start with
the cookies.
Let's start. Well, you know, I already beat up. I don't want to beat up the Girl Scouts. They work really hard, and I know it's actually really sickening how they get used up. The little girls to go out and push those cookies, and they only get 54 cents a box, and it's,
I'm surprised
just,
by that.
Yeah, that's what one of the moms told me
for a while, and so I was expecting to be, I think what they were probably when I sold them back in the day, $2, and so. I saw a girl and her mom outside the pet food store this weekend looking really sad because they were really in a place where there was like no traffic. So I was thinking, bad business choice. Anyways, I'm like, okay.
Location.
Yeah, right? You know that better than I do. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy one box of Thin Mints because my oldest daughter and my husband love them. $4. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So 50 cents isn't a lot.
Nia sold them just a few years ago, and I think they were $3 or $3.50 a box then. Mm-hmm. The price just keeps going up.
Yeah, and the ingredients are getting better.
Okay, let's pick up the box and tell us. Go ahead. I Googled some of it before I came here this morning, when I was home this morning. And one ingredient that popped out that I actually looked at was, where did it go? I think you've got the box. With the one with the something tri-sterate or something like that. I've got
this one
on my
phone. Vegetable oil.
They all have vegetable oil.
It doesn't say hydrogenated vegetable oil, though, so it makes you scratch your head and wonder if it's really trans fat or not. I feel like they had a big to-do that they maybe removed the hydrogenated versions not that long ago.
Okay.
We can look that up. But, this is the tag-along, which, when I was a kid was my personal favorite.
Yeah.
I love anything with chocolate and nuts mixed together.
Yeah. Samoyas. I got the Samoyas
sugar,
over here.
Wheat flour. Fortified flour, vegetable oil, palm kernel, palm and soybean oil, not the greatest. We talk about that a lot on the show.
Yeah, it's
tri-sterate.
Tri-sterate. It's considered a low hazard ingredient by the cosmetics database, which does note data gaps in research. However, the sorbitan esters as a group are found to be generally mild skin irritants. Non-sensitive. I mean, it's like...
Wait, but that's a skin. That's a skincare company.
I know.
This is an edible product.
I know. They use it for both.
Sorbitan makes me think of sorbitol, and tri-sterates makes me think of like mag and veggie sterates, which are an excipient, a filler, a flow agent, actually in the supplement industry. So it makes me wonder, this must be some sort of binder.
Oh, no, I'm reading
fatty
it.
Binder.
I told you. I Googled it.
What is it?
So
am I right?
Sorbitan tri-sterate is a non-ionic surfactant.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So whatever that means, what's non-ionic surfactant mean?
So non-ionic means it's not going to bind to any other free ions from a biochemistry standpoint. Surfactant is like something that's almost like an emulsifier,
That's what it says. It is variously used as a dispersing agent, emulsifier, and stabilizer in food and aerosol sprays.
Yeah.
Wow. As a food additive, it has the E492 brand name for polysorbates included Alkest, A-L-K-E-S-T, Carnosal, and Span. This is from Wikipedia. But it's like, it's supposed to be food. Why do we have to have those ingredients in there? You remember the show that we did where the average American consumes like 2 or 3 pounds of additives every single year? And then we wonder why we have, so much illness, especially in America where we allow like bad hydrogenated oils and all kinds of things. So,
yeah. No, I mean, listen, I think when it comes to treats and sweets, I'm just for just make it at home. Make
treats
it with,
and sweets. I like that.
Make it with stuff that you can recognize. Yeah. Real flour, real butter, real sugar if you have to, real, you know, dark chocolate chips, and real good vanilla. You know, just make it at home. Get the benefit of your family cooking and baking together and what that brings to the table. And then you understand and know what all the ingredients are.
Yeah. Well, and it's so clever. I mean, they got me on this. You know, I was in Central Market. I was shopping before the Super Bowl. And don't say the brand name. We don't have to say the brand name. But on the front, it says Bare Naked, non-GMO, hand-smoked pita chips. And little words like this will get me like dusted, okay? Dusted with pure sea salt. I'm like, yeah, I want to be dusted. Right? I mean, I like the word dusted.
That's
it's
nice.
a cool word.
It's good copy.
I want to be dusted with some pure sea salt. And I'm like, so last
some good
night,
marketing.
I was having a snack attack like I do when I'm drinking my wine after they get the kids to bed, you know? And so, of course, I only have one at home now.
Over.
But so, and I have these other ones in here. These are a good brand. Firehook baked crackers, garlic thyme, no preservatives, no trans fat, Mediterranean baked crackers, staples of the Mediterranean diet, garlic and thyme also go perfectly with your favorite pasta salad, or what I did, dragged them through grass-fed butter with my wine.
Oh my
There's
gosh.
No better snack than butter and salt and
Except
like crackers.
If it's right before bed.
But my point
we'll
is...
We'll talk about that later during our fasting section.
So I flip over the bag of the pita chips and I read it and I'm like, damn it, Jim, they got me again. And it says, enriched flour, you know, blah, 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 reduced blah, blah, iron, blah. Thiamine, mononitrate, what is that?
Blah, blah, blah.
Thiamine. And then,
but so that's just a form of that B vitamin.
Okay. So here's how they go. So it says, and then for the oil, because that's what I was looking for, and I should have looked in the store, but they got me with the dusted.
They had me dusted. Their marketing worked.
Safflower and or sunflower and or canola oil. There you go. And
it's like cancer and or cardiovascular disease
and or
obesity.
Right.
You choose.
I'm not eating them. And it pisses me off that I spent the money on it. I got sucked in by the non-GMO, which doesn't have the label, you know, like the certification either.
You got sucked in by the dusted.
I got sucked in by the dusted.
All those people sitting around that table right now are fist bumping.
Yes,
we got her.
Yeah, at least for now, I'm on their trail. All right. We've got an amazing show coming up, you guys. Dr. Neil Z. Miller is on. He is a medical research journalist and the director of Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. We're going to be talking about critical vaccine studies. And, of course, Jill Lane is going to be talking again about the science on fasting. And we didn't get to we want to talk about the Canada's new food guide. We'll talk about that as well. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this show. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, and America too. She's a good girl.
What a great version of this song. God bless Tom Petty. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me and Jill Lane. And I have a very special guest on the line, Neil Z. Miller. He is a medical research journalist and the director of Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. He has devoted the past 30 years to educating parents and health practitioners about vaccines, encouraging informed consent and non-mandatory laws. He is the author of several articles, studies, and books on vaccines, including critical vaccine studies. I have it here in my hand, vaccine safety manual for concerned families and health practitioners, and vaccines, are they really safe and effective? Such an honor to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for being on One Life Radio.
Oh, thank you, Bernadette, for having me. I really appreciate it.
You are an incredible research journalist, I might add, and I've got the book here, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies, 400 Important Scientific Papers Summarized for Parents and Researchers by Neil Z. Miller. You can find him at thinktwice.com. Okay, so many people want the answers to these questions, and as I said, I'm so appreciative of you jumping on the air with us. So, in your findings, can you tell us about how you began your research against mandatory vaccinations?
Well, I started many years ago when my wife was pregnant with our first child. I had to do my due diligence, and I encourage all parents to do their due diligence, probably even before you get pregnant, because there'll be lots of pressure on parents to vaccinate, and you need to do your research. Mm-hmm. At the time, I had to do my research at the medical libraries because we didn't really have the internet at the time. And I was astounded at what I found, that vaccines were often unsafe and ineffective. I do have to say, though, that my wife and I sort of intuitively knew that we were not going to be vaccinating our firstborn child, mm-hmm. But I still felt the obligation to do that research.
Well,
and I gathered all that information, and everything snowballed from there. I started to write books, and people started to come to me to ask what I had discovered, and that's and I've written several books since then, and I do a lot of lectures, and that's where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had the same thing when I was pregnant. My daughter's 22, so 23 years ago, that's when I began my research, too, and one of my first books that I read read was How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, because it had so much just good information about not overreacting to things, and, you know, and just kind of going back to being, you know, going back to nature for answers
to
things. Oh, yeah,
Dr. Mendelsohn was wonderful. He wrote that book. Now, that was a generalized book. I mean, he didn't, you know, he had like a couple of sections in there on some vaccines, but for the most part, it was just in general warning parents not to go to doctors if you can help it.
Yeah, simple things like a fever. You know, it's okay. A fever is a good sign. It means that your immune system is working, which also makes me think of Dr. Thomas Cowan, who wrote the book, Vaccines, Autoimmunity, and the Changing Nature of Childhood Illness. I'm actually probably going to quote out of it here in a little at the end of the show, because what he has to say, as well as you, is so very powerful. So based on all of your research and findings, are there any vaccinations at this point that you would deem necessary? And then what about safe as well?
Well, I don't recommend for or against vaccines. What I do is provide information so that parents can make more informed decisions. So there's two things I'm for. I'm for having access to all of the available information, not just the censored information, not just information that the FDA, the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the pharmaceutical industries want people to know. So I do a lot of research from the medical journals, and I summarize that research in my books. For example, Miller's review of critical vaccine studies includes 400 studies that come directly from peer-reviewed medical journals. And these are studies that provide very strong, sound evidence that vaccines in many instances are not only unsafe, but ineffective. For example, the flu vaccine. Okay, a lot of people don't realize that the studies are showing that when you get the flu vaccine 2 years in a row, the vaccine is not only not effective in the current year, but it actually has something called negative effectiveness, which means that you will actually be more likely to contract a severe case of influenza than if you were left alone, unvaccinated in both years.
Wow.
So there's a lot of information on all of the vaccines, and the second thing I'm for is for freedom of choice, I'm absolutely opposed to mandatory vaccines, and there's a big push right now. There's a lot of medical tyranny where the CDC and the FDA and actually health authorities from around the world are making a huge push to mandate vaccines in all countries. And here in the United States, there's actually in multiple states, in dozens of states right now, there's new legislation that was just introduced to take away completely the rights of parents to either take a philosophical or a religious exemption against vaccines, which means in effect, they are absolutely mandating these vaccines. And the next big push, which people don't realize, is for adult vaccines.
Right.
We're moving towards mandatory adult vaccines very soon.
And I heard some very scary things about how they were going to force it, put you in a corner by doing things like that you wouldn't be able to be admitted to a hospital without vaccines. You wouldn't. There's just so much going on right now.
Hospitals already have, you need to know, and all your listeners need to know that if you get into a car accident and you end up at the hospital, well, the hospital has standard policy now. And in that standard policy, they state that giving vaccines is standard policy. And so once you enter a hospital, a clinic or a hospital, you have in essence given them permission to vaccinate you at will. And I have already come across many cases where people are actually unconscious and have no ability to make any kind of rational decisions for or against any kind of medical procedures, and they are being vaccinated even as they're unconscious.
Wow. That scares me so bad I can't even tell you. And, oh my gosh, there's so much I want to say about all of this. Mary Holland warned us about this as well, that there is an incredible push to take away our rights to refuse vaccines, even, like as you said, adults as well. So what can we do about it?
Well, this is the problem. We need to find ways to protect ourselves. I'm in certain private forums with literally hundreds of medical doctors that are aware of. These are private forums where we understand the full scope of the problems associated with vaccines, and we try to strategize about how to deal with this. But there are groups in each state that are trying to fight this legislation, but mm-hmm. the legislators have been overtaken by Big Pharma. Big Pharma is really in control of everything, and people need to realize that the CDC and the FDA, they're really just arms of the pharmaceutical industry. They are not really independent regulating agencies like we expect them to be. They're not. And I write about this in, for example, in my book. At the last chapter is called. Is about corruption within the vaccine industry. Mm-hmm. And people would be surprised to know, for example, I summarize a study that shows that top scientists here in the United States, and I'm talking about, they interviewed in this study 3,000 scientists associated with the National Institutes of Health.
Okay.
That's one of our top scientific institutions here in the United States. They interviewed them anonymously, and they asked them, have they ever, in the last 3 years, engaged in any scientific misconduct? And 33% of them admitted that they have falsified data. And they have dropped data points or added data points to their research to move a study into or out of statistical significance. And they have used incorrect, inappropriate methodologies or statistical methodologies to come up with their results, all at the bequest of a funding source. And in almost all of these cases, the funding source is the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry is actually controlling the studies. Dr. John Ioannidis, an expert on studies, has already come out and said, and has shown it through many of his own studies, that more than half of all studies within the biomedical field are false. So vaccine studies that are conducted by the CDC, the FDA, they're overseen oftentimes by Big Pharma, and independent research is not getting published, and more than half of these studies that are showing that, for example, vaccines are safe, vaccines are effective, have actually been proven to be false.
Yeah,
and
it's scary
by many different means, and sometimes it's just straight up what Dr. John Ioannidis calls premeditated bias. And so our entire what we're calling science, I say that when you put a man on the moon. Mm-hmm. That's science.
Yeah.
But when you publish a study, half of these studies are false. So we need to call it something else because it's not science.
Right.
And when Big Pharma publishes a study that shows that they're a fraudulent study that shows their vaccines are safe and effective, that's worth millions and millions of dollars, much more than if they spent $1 million on advertising. So a false study, a bogus study, is immensely more valuable to Big Pharma. So the whole system right now is corrupted.
Absolutely. It is.
We need to take back our rights. And I'm not saying let's stop vaccines. I'm saying that we need to allow parents and individuals to decide whether we think that they're appropriate or not for our children. Now, I conducted a study. And my co-author is Dr. Gary Goldman. I conducted a couple of studies with Dr. Gary Goldman. He worked for the CDC for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
my co-author. And he quit the CDC because they were engaging him in scientific fraud.
Wow.
And he did not want to be engaged in scientific fraud. And we wrote a couple of studies. And in one of our studies, we have shown that the childhood immunization schedule recommended by the CDC, okay, because you have to understand that babies at birth get a hepatitis B vaccine at the hospital.
Yes, yes.
And then at two months, they get 8 vaccines. At 4 months, they get 8 more vaccines. And at 6 months, they get 9 vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And we have shown in our study, and this study is available free for download from my website at thinktwice.com, we have shown that it is that babies that receive multiple vaccines simultaneously are significantly more likely to be hospitalized mm-hmm. or die after receiving those vaccines. We've shown that when a baby gets 8 vaccines at one time, because that's what they're getting when a mother takes the baby to the pediatrician,
yeah.
that baby is statistically significantly more likely to be hospitalized or die mm-hmm. than a baby that receives 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, or 2 vaccines at yeah. one time. And a baby that receives 7 vaccines at one time is statistically significantly more likely to be hospitalized or die than a baby that receives 6, 5, 4, 3, or 2 vaccines at one time.
Wow.
And so what this shows is that there is a synergistic toxicity associated with giving babies multiple vaccines at the same time. And this is what the CDC recommends. And there are no studies that the CDC or anyone else has ever conducted to confirm that this is that this is a safe practice. So the CDC's own immunization schedule is unscientific. It's not based on any kind of scientific evidence.
Wow. Well, a couple of things, and we're going to go to break, and you're going to continue with us. I'm so thankful to have you on the show. I feel this is one of the most important things facing America today. I really do. I mean, children's lives are in the balance. I'll end it with this. 2018 was the year pharma ruled the Dow, and Merck was king. That comes from Barron's. And then you talked about science. I want to get this out, too. Nature Magazine, the International Weekly Journal of Science. I pulled this about a month ago. It talks about I'm going to make it short here. The National Order of Biologists, that's the ONB president, Vincenzo Diana, told Nature in an email that there is a need for truly independent vaccine research because, in his opinion, work conducted in public laboratories and at universities is usually influenced or funded by companies that produce vaccines. We're going to go to break. Thank you, Dr. Neil, for what you've put out so far. And you're going to stay with us, right? We're going to continue talking about this.
I'm going to be here when you come back from the break.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
I know, she said,
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Jill Lane, Aviana Barrientos, and our very special guest, Neil Z. Miller. He is a medical research journalist and the director of Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. This has been one of the most powerful shows I think I've ever done in the history of the show, getting this information out to people that we desperately need knowing keeps us free. That's a quote from the Washington Post that I pulled off the Super Bowl, but it really resonated with me because knowing does keep us free. America is supposed to be the land of the free. The people are supposed to be free. We're supposed to be able to express ourselves. We're protected supposedly by our the First Amendment. And yet here we are. I know me personally, I'm very afraid sometimes to talk about this stuff or just have it on my show because you hear stories that are so scary about people that have been blacklisted or shut down or, you know, what happened to Andrew Wakefield with his paper, which is such a, oh my gosh, such a controversial white paper. It's so infamous. It really is. And is that kind of where all of this really started, is with Andrew Wakefield as far as being mainstream?
Oh, no. Andrew Wakefield did his paper didn't even come out to 1998. Dr. Mendelsohn, who we spoke about briefly earlier, was outspoken against vaccines back in the 1980s. Mm. I started researching back in the 1980s. My son was born in 1984. And so I began researching before then, and I began publishing my books. My books have been translated into multiple languages around the world. Starting in the early 1990s, way before Andrew Wakefield. Andrew Wakefield was a scapegoat by the industry, and they used him to so that they can put up this straw dummy and then knock this straw dummy down and then say that everything is fine now because we got rid of the cause of all the problems. But all Andrew Wakefield did was show a potential link between gastrointestinal distress, children that had autism, and the measles vaccine. And he said, we need more research. We need more investigation into this. And they, Dr. Wakefield was so well respected in his field as a professional gastroenterologist. He had already written over 140 different scientific papers.
Wow.
By the time they said, you know what, we thought you were one of the most well-respected, intelligent people on the planet, but you wrote this paper that we don't like, so now we're going to take your license mm-hmm. to practice medicine away from you.
Wow.
And this is a problem, and I know other medical doctors. For example, right now they're harassing Dr. Sears and many other medical doctors. And the problem is if you're not a doctor, they say you have no credibility to speak out about vaccines.
Right.
And if you are a doctor, they come after your license.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that you're not practicing according to traditional, mm-hmm. Medical recommendations and procedures.
Well, Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, a medical doctor and also a DD, he's been on the show before. Absolutely love him. He mm-hmm. wrote one of the praises in the beginning of your book for Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies. I love Dr. Cousins.
Well, Dr. Cousins is a good friend of mine, and I love him too. And he's wonderful. He's a medical doctor. He graduated from Columbia University.
Yep.
He's absolutely brilliant. And I go out, he brings me out to his, he's got a 200-acre health spa.
Yes, in Arizona.
In south of Tucson. And he brings me out every summer to, I've got a workshop, a vaccine workshop that his students have got to take in order to graduate from this course that they're taking. So he absolutely understands the problems with vaccines.
Yeah, I absolutely love him. I just got a note passed to me that he'll be on this Friday. So,
say hello because I really he's just wonderful. And Dr. Gabriel Cousins, he puts people on vegan diets and mm-hmm. gets them off people that have had diabetes for years.
Yeah.
He puts them on all, a vegetable diet and all vegan diet,
mm-hmm.
and he gets them off of insulin within 30 days. So, you know, I mean, he's just so amazing in many different ways.
Yeah, he is. I can't wait to speak with him. I may change the content to be more information about his thoughts on vaccines. And, you know, we're going to have to go to break here in just a couple minutes. You're going to have to come back because I feel like this is so critical that the American people hear all of this, all of it. And then we make our own minds up, like you said, you know, just to get educated on truth,
well,
which is what this country was founded on.
Tell them to get my book, Miller's Review of Critical Vaccine Studies.
I bought an extra 3 copies. I'm going to have to buy more because I've already given them all away. I've already promised them.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel
that.
It's so important. And okay, so let's end with that. And then you'll have to come back. But in your book, there is a clinical study about, it says measles can spread from fully vaccinated people to other fully vaccinated
Absolutely.
People.
Important study. Yep. Mm-hmm. The studies have come out now showing that people that are fully vaccinated against measles can spread measles. So this nonsense that it's the unvaccinated that are the problem is just ludicrous.
Amen. I'm so glad to hear that. I really
and another
am.
Another thing I just want to mention before we have to go is that the aluminum content in vaccines is absolutely detrimental, causing neurological and immunological disorders. Right now, 54% of all children in the United States have a chronic health ailment, and mm-hmm. much of this is absolutely related to the vaccines.
Well, what about Alzheimer's and flu shots? Do you think there's connection there?
Well, they haven't absolutely yet linked specifically vaccines to Alzheimer's, but they have linked aluminum to Alzheimer's.
Whoa.
And aluminum is a common adjuvant added to vaccines. So I do absolutely believe that we're only a short while away before the apps that we have the studies that are absolutely linking the aluminum in the vaccines themselves to Alzheimer's, dementia, and of course, we've already linked the aluminum in the vaccines to autoimmune diseases. I summarize many, many studies from many important peer-reviewed journals showing that the aluminum in the vaccines can and will cause neurological and immunological disorders.
I've seen it happen firsthand. Mm-hmm. A little boy, actually a little girl, it's a friend of mine, Adrian, has a daughter that is now like just very, very sick. And we do think it's from the vaccines. It's hard to prove, you know, because there's so much controversy around this. It's very, very difficult to prove. We could talk for hours. We really could. Neil Miller, so he has a degree in psychology and is a member of Mensa. ThinkTwice.com. Any last comments you want to make?
I just want to remind everybody that you absolutely really have to do your research. You're being gaslighted by the health authorities that are running these major regulatory agencies like the CDC, the FDA, the World Health Organization, and Big Pharma. We are being gaslighted they're trying to convince us that the things that we see with our own eyes when our healthy children get these vaccines and they end up in the hospital or mm-hmm. end up with these very severe disabilities, they're telling us it has nothing to do with the vaccines, and they are absolutely like an abusive boyfriend gaslights his girlfriend. That's what the big pharma and the health authorities are absolutely doing to the American population.
Wow. Neil, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back on. I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely. I would be happy to.
All right. We have a lot of work to do.
Thanks for
Neil Miller, he is the author of the book, Miller's Review, Critical Vaccine Studies. Check it out, thinktwice.com. Jill Lane coming up. Everyone, stay tuned.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
I want to sing. I sing this song all the time.
Someone told me long ago.
Hit it.
I love this song. CCR. What a perfect song to come back after that content before, too, with Doc's
Heavy.
There I did it again. With Neil Miller.
It's okay.
You know what, though? I think your Freudian slip had to do with the fact that he's definitely an authority in what he knows. And we're so accustomed to addressing our authorities in the medical field with the pretense of being a physician, although we really need to start to break that glass ceiling.
We do.
There are a lot of brilliant researchers, journalists, investigators that are equally, if not more, educated on certain topics. Mm-hmm. And we need to not have them knocked down and gone after, like what's happening specifically with this topic.
Well, and I don't want to be the one. I don't want to put down our beautiful and wonderful universities that are all over this country, all over the world. We all need to study and do scientific research. I mean,
for sure.
Not all of us can do it, but you know what I'm saying.
And
we need to be represented. We need to find the truth in science. And I'm all about the science. And so, you know, if there's shenanigans going on in our major universities, it needs to be shut down before it gets out of control.
Yeah, I loved what he said. And I think that's really what your mission is with, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bernadette, and anything that we speak of that's quote unquote potentially confidential.
Some of it is.
Yeah, right.
Not to us, though, but to the other big companies.
We need independent research. We need someone who doesn't have a dog in the race to do the research and let the chips fall where they may. And we don't just need one person. We need multiple people to do it. But there's just so much money tied up in it that I'm usually very glass half full. I think that we can push through some of the misinformation from other varying organizations that teach us about diet things that aren't right. But in this one, there's so much money. There's so much behind it.
There's so much power.
I don't know. We'll see.
You made a comment during the break. The second break, you said, I don't know if we have enough money to fight this, you know, because it is so powerful. It's so invasive in every area of it's in government. I mean, it's Wall Street. It's like all these big institutions, universities. There's so many. So it's so complex.
And
so
people
vast.
Think that what he said about people being vaccinated and having things done to them when they're not within sound mind and body at the hospital is some crazy lunatic thing to say. I'm going to tell you, I witnessed it with my own eyes with a friend of mine in the last month who had a non-traumatic brain injury, was in, you know, one of the very best places to deal with that here in Dallas, and had someone come in and instruct her on all of this stuff, and I stood there bewildered, like, how do you even know this person is comprehending anything you're saying
right
now?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because she's had a brain injury.
It happens. Let me just tell you, it happens.
It happens.
So you have to advocate for your friends and family. You need to get notes. You need to be there. I know it's hard. It's a hardship on the family, your friend, to always be there, but you have to. You need to get chart notes. You need to know what happened to them today. Were they administered anything? Find it all out.
It is.
Find it
well,
all out.
Do you remember the report I came across a couple of weeks ago? I pulled it. I talked about it on the air, Avi, or Diamond. I believe it was ABC News, but it was either ABC, NBC, CBS. It was one of the big news media stations and or networks. And they said in this article, and it was, like I said, one of the big news, that the third leading cause of death in this country, there's cancer first, there is heart disease, and then malpractice. Medical malpractice.
Oh, right.
Yeah, remember that?
I do remember.
And so you think about that, and you're like, and then I'm thinking, if your body, you have a car accident, you're brought to the hospital, you're already struggling for your life, potentially. And then they're going to inject you with stuff that's going to compromise your immune system. I mean, why would you do that to somebody who's sick? Why not wait till after they're well? And then if you have to insist that they do it, at least wait till they're recovered.
I can't see that really happening in a trauma unit, but I'd say probably as part of your stay, they're going to be like, oh, looking up your history and then feeling like, and again, I think it just goes back to, we have a litigious society. If you get sick while you're at the hospital or contract something, they don't want you to sue them because mm-hmm. of their poor hygiene or anything else that can potentially happen at the hospital. And so they're going to say, oh, well, you got the vaccine, so it wasn't us. Or I just, mm-hmm. again, it's just legal money stuff that's all tied into these decisions, I think.
It's really scary. It is. I hate even talking about it. I do. But we must talk about it.
Again,
we
And I love, again, that he's like, listen, I'm not going to tell you for or against per se. I'm just saying, know your stuff. Mm-hmm. Know both sides of the story, that we're clearly being fed one story from a very censored point of view.
Well, actually,
so
I'm going to start giving away a copy of this book every day on the show for the upcoming weeks. Miller's Review, Critical Vaccine Studies. If you want a book, call us 214-787-1190. The first caller gets a copy of it, and I'm going to be doing it all next week as well. So 214, I always say it too
fast.
That
was real fast.
7787 1190. There you go. Yeah, AM. Okay, so let's talk about this government of Canada. They have a new food guide. And so what stands out about this?
Yeah, it's so interesting. So this came out, I think, the 21st of January or thereabouts. And first of all, you can go to food-guide.canada.ca to find a visual of it. And I love the visual representation of this. But the first thing that stood out to me immediately was that the beverage... there wasn't a beverage attached to the plate, which the U.S. My Plate has. Mm. And you know what that beverage is,
what is
for
it?
The U.S.
Milk.
My Plate.
Is it milk?
Milk?
Of course it is, because the dairy industry has huge lobbyists in Washington. Yeah.
The Canadian one has a glass of water and just says, make water your drink of choice. And I just had to say, hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. Someone put their foot down to the money train and said, we ain't going to do this.
Wow.
So that I had to give a clap. Round of applause to that.
Go Canada.
Yeah. So I thought that was super cool. I loved that. In the U.S., My Plate has half of the plate. It's divided into fourths, actually. And so 1/4 of it is fruit and 1/4 of it is vegetables. But to be honest with you, not everybody necessarily needs a 1/4 of fruit potentially at every meal. And so I love that they just have a half that looks like all plant-based stuff. It's a variety of vegetables and fruits, a variety of colors. And mm-hmm. so I love that they have that representation. And their plate actually has actual pictures of real food. And so I think it makes it more real than just saying fruit, vegetables.
I, being the animal person that I am, eat protein foods. I love it that there's with the protein.
Yeah.
Yes, there's fish and there's eggs and there's beans and there's almonds and that looks like meat. And then sesame seed. I'm not sure what that is, but they mix it up.
Yeah.
So they don't like discount anyone.
Yeah, I loved that too. I mean, as much as I'm a fan of eating animal protein, I love that they represented other amino acid sources in there. And so that, you know, people could understand, hey, these are your potential protein sources. I mean, I don't particularly think almonds are a great source of protein.
Yeah.
They're a better source of fatty acids and minerals mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. fiber. But, you know, that's just my opinion. But they give 1/4 of the plate to that. And I think that's, you know, adequately represented. They still have 1/4 of the plate to grains, but I love that they represented quinoa. They have this like black or wild rice thing here, and it's not just all pasta.
Yeah, you know. But there is spaghetti on the plate.
Ah, they do have the spaghetti,
they do have
and of course the wheat bread is there. But thank you, Canada, for disassociating the milk mustache and the cup of milk and just putting make water your drink of choice. I mean, it's just so simple. We're over half water. That should be our drink of choice.
Absolutely. And I love it. And we're going to have to talk more about that spaghetti on the plate. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live. And a big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, Crazy Water, The H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, and The Wellbeing Journal. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.